Welcome to the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast. I'm Jenna, and this is episode 83. And today we are going to learn how to get started with a new fitness habit. This is a good one. This may be one of my favorite chapters in the book Atomic Habits, which is what we're doing. We're reviewing through the book of Atomic Habits. James Clear talks about an exercise study that I think is so interesting. So I can't wait to tell you all about that. Or maybe I like this chapter so much because he talks about habit stacking in this chapter, which is one of the things that is a complete game changer in my life. And I have to say, this chapter even had an impact on my husband. And I just love this chapter so much. I can't wait to share it with you. You will be walking away with some real takeaways, and you'll definitely need a notebook and a pen because we have some homework to do. Trust me, the work you do today is going to set you up for success for the rest of your life. I'm not joking. This is the real deal. This is important. You won't want to miss this episode. So stick around all the way to the end. I can't wait to share all the information from chapter 5 in the book Atomic Habits, and we're gonna learn some new fitness habits and how to get started with them. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey friend, welcome to the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast, where you will learn how to strengthen your body after pregnancy and finally get rid of the postpartum pooch in less time. Fitness can fit easily into your busy schedule. There's a simple way to navigate your postpartum journey, and I'm here to teach you how to do it without the chaos, overwhelm, and tears. If you are here for a little sweat, a whole lot of sleep, defined, tight, and toned muscles, and to live your life as a mom to the fullest, then you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Dr. Jenna, but you can call me Jenna, and I'm a physical therapist and a mom of four little girls who has cracked the code on how to strengthen your core postpartum in the easiest way possible without the stress, exhaustion, or struggle. I did it, and now I'm here to help you do the same. It's all about progress, not perfection, and I'm here to help walk you through the journey to feeling strong, confident, and energized. That energy comes from within, not your coffee. Let's roll out your yoga mat and hit the floor, girl. It's time to do this. Hey mama, if you are having trouble sticking with these habit stacks that we're going to be talking about today, if you're not being consistent enough with your healthy habits around fitness and nutrition and water, I'd love for you to join us in our free Facebook community. Yes, I'm inviting you to come over right now and join us in there in the Facebook community. It is so much fun. The link is in the show notes below, and all you have to do is click it, answer three simple questions, and you'll be in, and you'll be instantly motivated to want to hang out with us and work out with us. We do ab challenges. We set weekly goals. We do Sunday resets of our weekly schedule, which I absolutely love, and we stay ultra motivated. If you need motivation and you need accountability and you just want to hang out with a group of moms who love fitness and talk about fitness, they're focused on fitness in their life. And if you want to be around us, I'd love for you to hang out with us in that community. So all you have to do is go to the show notes, find the link, and join us. And one mama in the Facebook community said that she loves the great tips that she's getting from the Facebook group. And she loves the podcast. She said it's been an absolute game changer overall, and she's been sharing it with her friends. And I'm so excited for the moms that are finding value in the podcast and the Facebook community and the blog and my YouTube channel. I'm here to help you stay motivated along your postpartum fitness journey. And if you stick with me, you're going to reach your goals faster, and you're going to instill these healthy habits. And I'm so excited for today because we are going into chapter 5 of Atomic Habits, and we are going to make sure that you have some great healthy habits in place today. This is it. I don't want you stalling anymore. This is a great day to start. Okay, so the best way to start a new habit is by having an implementation intention sentence. Okay, that was a mouthful. What am I talking about? Well, let's back up a little bit. Okay, in the book, chapter 5, he starts off by talking about this exercise study. I think this is so interesting. There were three groups in this exercise study. Group 1 was told to just simply track how often they're exercising. The second group, they were also told to track how often they're exercising, but they were also given some motivational, educational pieces, like they're reading some articles about, you know, why is exercise good for the body and how does it prevent certain diseases? And they were just given some motivational inspiration in that group, that second group. Okay. Well, then the third group was told to track their exercises. So just track how often they're exercising throughout the week. They were given that motivational education and, educating them on the importance of exercise. But then they were also told to have a plan, to have a written, formulated plan in place. So that plan would include something like, when are you going to exercise? And how often are you going to exercise? And where are you going to exercise? So they had a plan in place. That was the difference between the third group. Well, we can guess what happened. The third group did far better than the other two groups. Now, it's pretty interesting because that second group with the motivational piece to it, they actually didn't do that much better than the first group. It was 35% of people in the first group actually exercised once per week. That's pretty low. The second group exercised 38% of the time. So that's still not a very high number in my opinion. So 35 and 38% for group one and group two. That's how often they exercise once per week. And then the third group, they were up at 91%. So 91% exercise one day a week. That is huge. They did so great. So what happened there? That third group had a plan. That's it. They had a plan, and their plan was specific, and it talked about time and location, and it talked about how they're going to actually implement their workout routine. And so that's what that term is, implementation intention, okay? You have to have an intentional plan for implementing the strategy that you want to do. So if you want to work out more, we need to do this. And we're going to go deep into this because this is key. So having this plan beforehand is exactly what you need in order to exercise more regularly. So how do you intend to implement a particular habit? The habit that we're talking about is exercise. So you have to ask that question. The two most common cues, so remember if we go back several episodes where we talked about cues, cues are what like trigger and remind us to do something. Well, the two most common cues are time and location. All right. So you have to think about, you know, how often are we looking at our watch? Pretty often. And location really sparks us to do something. Like when we're in our kitchen, we're probably going to be cooking. And when we're in our bathroom, we're going to go to the bathroom. So location makes a big difference. When a situation arises, what will you do? What's your response to something? So yes, you walk in the bathroom, you're going to go to the bathroom. You're going to sit on the toilet. All right. So why is this happening, right? Like why are we doing these things automatically? Well, because it's a habit that we have in place. We know that when we're in this place at this time, we're going to do this. All right. It's just, that's what we do. So people who make a specific plan about where and when they're going to be better at creating these habits. Okay. And these are specific habits. We have to have very specific habits in place. So it's not just, oh, we're going to exercise. We need to know, what exercise are you going to do? Are you always going to do cardio on Mondays? So we need to be really, really specific with the habit. And we need to be very specific with these cues, with the time and the place. So we need these basic things in place in order to create these healthy habits. James Clear says, people who are making specific plans about where and when they're going to perform a specific habit are more likely to follow through. All right, so that's it. We need to make the plan. I hope you're a planner. I'm a planner. Maybe that's why I'm so good with these habits. I mean, I'm now realizing that my plans that I've always done my whole life have really helped me to have healthy habits all this time. So let's do it. Let's make some plans. We need these basic details figured out in order to see the results. So let's take the time to think about planning our habits rather than just waiting on these habits to happen naturally. Like, we can't just think that this is going to happen by chance. Like, oh, I'm just going to randomly work out on this random Tuesday just because. No, we need to think in advance. We need to plan it in advance. We have to have the plan in place in order to actually implement these habits. When you're waiting for something to happen by chance, it's like we're hoping that we'll be motivated at that time to work out. We're hoping that our baby's not crying and is, you know, doing okay at this specific time on that Tuesday, and I'm just going to work out then because I think everything's going to work out. No, it's most likely not going to. You have less of a probability that you will be able to work out on that Tuesday morning when you didn't really plan it out. So we need to plan out the time, the ideal time that is a good time for you to work out, and we have to plan out the location, because if we don't know where we're going to work out, where are we going to go? We're going to spend time just wandering our house, figuring out where we should be doing this, or should we be working out outside or going to a gym or meeting up with a friend? We need to have the location picked out in advance. We're trying to decrease the friction. We're trying to decrease the amount of resistance to getting to that habit. Let's plan it out. You have to like sit down with me right now, get your pen and paper. We're gonna figure this out together. So if you're not sure where to start, we often recommend starting the first day of the month or the first day of the week or New Year. I know we're not in New Year right now, but that's why people start a New Year, because it's just like a nice starting point. So if you're not really sure when to start, let's wait till next Monday to start, okay? So the goal is to make the time and the location extremely obvious, that you don't have to think about it, right? An obvious time, an obvious location. Don't make this complicated. We're gonna make this super simple. The next big topic that James Clear talks about in this chapter is about habit stacking, which is also called tiny habit strategies. So no behavior in our life ever happens in isolation, right? You go to the bathroom and then you wash your hands and you use the soap and then, oh, you run out of soap, so you have to put it on the grocery list that you're going to get some more soap. Okay, so that's like habit stacking. It just happens. These things all go together. They go in sequence. And one of the best ways to start a new habit is by identifying other habits that are already set in your life and stacking another habit with it. So like you're piggybacking two or three or four multiple habits together. So you're stacking these habits, and it's called habit stacking, right? Pretty obvious. So have you ever heard of this before? Because I have. I've heard of this before, and I've always implemented it, but now learning through James Clear like why this works is really interesting. So after you have a current habit in place, like let's just say brushing teeth, that's like my favorite example. You eat breakfast, you brush your teeth. Those two go together. Those are already stacked, and that habit's already set in place because you've been doing that since you were little. Well, now we're going to take this new habit that we want, and we're going to stack it with the old habits. Okay, we're piggybacking them together. And so if the new habit that you want to do is working out consistently as a new mom, you know, you want to think about, when do you have this time where you know that you're already doing these other habits and you want to add this new habit in? So do you think after brushing your teeth in the morning is the best time for you to work out? Possibly yes. So let's go with that example. Maybe your baby is already fed and your baby's pretty happy at this point, and you know that your baby's doing tummy time, and you just finished eating and you brush your teeth, and now you're ready to roll out your yoga mat and you're going to hit the floor and start working out. That is the habit stack. Now, we need to be really specific though. What time of day is this, and where are you going to be doing this? That's like double whammy there. You're doing habit stacking and the implementation intention with the time and the location. It's like perfect, right? So another example would be waking up. You're waking up, you're getting out of the bed, and you're going to the bathroom, you're putting on your workout clothes, and then you work out right after that. I've used that example in another podcast episode. So that's another great habit stack, is you're doing those things in sequence, and you always follow up with the exercise afterwards. So you can expand in any way possible. There's so many possibilities. It could be, you know, you make your cup of coffee at a certain time of day, and after you make your cup of coffee, then you clean up the kitchen, and after you clean up the kitchen, then you work out. So you have to be a little creative, but you want to think about something that's happening regularly, something that you know is always going to happen. Are you always going to make your cup of coffee? Are you that consistent? If so, then you may want to piggyback the exercise with your coffee. Okay, and so what we're going to do is we're going to take a deep dive into your habits that you currently have. So on your piece of paper, I want you to make two columns. The first column is going to be habits that you already have in place, that no matter what, you are doing this every single day. Okay, so that is waking up. That's going to the bathroom, brushing your teeth. I was going to say shower, but I know as a new mom, showering might not happen every day. So let's scratch that one. Okay, so let's be realistic. What are you definitely doing every day? Are you always calling your mom at a certain time of day? You have to be really creative and think through your day so that you're going to basically audit your day. We've done this in other episodes, but let's audit your day and think about every single moment in your day. What kind of things are you doing consistently? Now, in the second column, we're going to list out things that happen in your day that happen no matter what, but they're not necessarily consistent. So that could be something like, you're always going to get a text message, okay? You're always going to get the mail. But it might not happen at the same time of day, but the mail is going to be coming. All right, and so let's think of things that, oh, another one, the sun will always come up. Okay, James Clear gives that one as an example. The sun will always come up and the sun will always go down. So those are things that will happen in your day, might happen at different times of the day, but they're going to happen. So in these two lists, you're gonna have habits that happen consistently and the same time of day every day, and then a list of things that happen no matter what, but they might happen in different times. So from these things that you've listed, look at them, analyze them, and see, is there anything in that list that you could habit stack? Do you think that every afternoon when your mail arrives that you want to do 10 push-ups? I don't know. Maybe when the mail comes, you want to go for a 30-minute walk. So that's a way that you can habit stack. You have to look deep into your lifestyle and see what works for you. And you want to keep into consideration, is this really the right time to do it? Is that a time when your baby's sort of cranky and waking up and, you know, you need to nurse your baby? Well, then that's not the right time to do it. So you have to really see, when is your baby the happiest? When is your baby the most calm? What are you doing around that time? Do you always do a certain thing? Like maybe you're always doing laundry when your baby is doing tummy time and calm. Well, then can you add on one extra thing of maybe doing your 30-day ab workout challenge after you do laundry during tummy time? See how you can play around with your lifestyle and what is the ideal time for your new habit, your new healthy fitness habit that we're trying to achieve. And remember, you always want to be very specific with your habit, okay? So don't just pick something random like, oh, I'm going to work out. You have to go deeper than that. You have to describe what kind of workout, where you're going to do it, what time you're going to do it, and how long your workout's going to be, and maybe what workout shoes you need to wear because you might be going outside, you might be staying inside. Be as specific as possible. Write all this down and have a good game plan in place. Okay? So the two most common cues are time and location. And the two ways that we create a new habit is by doing implementation intention strategies and habit stacking. All right. Can you do that? Make sure that you follow through with your homework. Don't just listen and then let it go. I want you to listen, write it down, and keep rereading your notes so that you can be very intentional with this new habit. If you feel like that you're not going to stay consistent with your workouts and you need accountability, please join us over in the free Facebook community where we can chat through it and make sure that you are sticking to this plan. I'm so excited for you, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode. And remember, go back to all the odd episodes, and that's where we're talking about all the chapter reviews for Atomic Habits. And we go all the way back to episode 61, where we got started in the Atomic Habits series, and work your way back up to us. All right, I'm so excited for you to be here, and remember to always live core strong. Did you learn something amazing today and feel like your mama friends would learn a lot too? You can have a huge impact on their lives and the lives of so many other moms by subscribing and leaving a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts so the Fit Postpartum Mom message can spread all over the world. New moms don't need to struggle anymore. The answers are all right here waiting for them. So take 30 seconds to share it. take a screenshot of this podcast, tag me on Instagram, and post it in your stories. But before you go, please head over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and leave a 5-star written review so you can help grow the Strong Mom community. I'd love to have you and your mom friends there with me. And as a thank you for being here all the way to the end, I have something special for you. I'm giving you free access to my training on how to safely start postpartum ab exercises in less than 2 minutes a day. Watch right now at livecorestrong.com/class. I can't wait to see you next time on the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast.